4AO calling KO4NUE. 4AO calling KO4NUE.
KY 4AO, this is KO4NUE, over.
Are you loud and clear? How you doing over there?
Finally got my radio in. I'm tickled to death with it, actually.
Just you wait. You ain't even got on HF yet, have you?
I'm gonna take my test in a couple weeks and upgrade so I can jump on HF side.
You got some frequency privileges on HF bands being attacked. I think you got a little bit on most of them. Let me see. I'll look at the band chart right here and tell you. Well, you got a little bit on 15 meters. Let's see. You got some frequency privileges on 40, which is a good DX band. I work 40 a lot using, I work DX a lot on 40. I don't see any on 20 for technician, but 40 is all you really need. I mean, if you wanted to just get on there and play around, or, you know, just use what frequency privileges you have now, you know, you could still work HF as a tech. You just don't have as many frequency privileges as some of the other classes there, license classes. Over.
Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee. Yes, good evening, gentlemen. I just wanted to jump in. Name here is Gary, Golf Alpha Romeo Yankee, mobile at the moment. And, with a technician class license, you do have frequency privileges on 80 meters, 40 meters, and 50 meters using Morse code, CW only. On 10 meters, you've got voice privileges, data privileges, and also Morse code.
I'm looking at the band chart trying to figure it out here, and I may not even have the latest up-to-date chart, but I was looking at it. It's kind of, I'm not used to looking at that particular frequency or license class privileges, over. But anyway, this is my cousin Chad here, KO4NUE.
Well, welcome, Chad. I think by the call sign, it sounds like a relatively new call. So great. Glad to have you aboard. If you need a new band chart, I've got a bunch of them. Just send me an email at w4eey@arrl.net, and I'll be happy to post one to you in the mail. And normally you get them free at Hamfest, but you know, who's having Hamfest anymore? And so, if you need any help in upgrading, also I have a YouTube channel, my call sign, W4EEY. We have classes there for the general, and so you could take a look there on video and maybe help you get through to the test.
You can't believe a word Gary says, KB4CBA.
There goes the neighborhood. Go ahead, Chad. Thanks, David. KP4CBA, Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
Well, I don't know, Gary. I kind of thought I was stopped in a dead zone here on Congaree, but because I know it's kind of noisy right here trying to get into the repeater. But sorry about that. Maybe I scared him to death.
Scary as this, I'm just, like I said, man, this has been a real struggle with this radio, and it's taken me 100 days, 103 days to get it here, and there's just so many buttons on it that I'm sitting here trying to figure out, well, if I push this button, then maybe this will happen, or if I push that button, this will happen, and I'm just waiting for the damn thing to blow up.
Fine. What radio did you get?
But I had some extra money saved up, and I got a Yaesu 991A, and I know that's much more radio than I need right now, but I just went ahead and bought one that I can grow into, and supposed to take take my test in about a week and a half, so I'm unset anyway.
I own one, and it's in high demand right now, so even though you had to wait the 100 days, you got yours, so consider yourself lucky. And yes, it'll grow with you. So just take your time, go slow, but you'll get it figured out, and hopefully we'll get some local ham fests and ham club meetings going again. Are you a member of any of the local clubs?
Today I had my first meeting at the Thermal Belt in Tryon, and I think since just because it's just so close to my home, I mean it's like 5 miles away. I think I'm gonna become a member there.
You find somebody you like there who seems to know something, and they can help bring you aboard. And I'm nearly home, so let me back on out of here. But nice to make you all acquaintance. And the offer stands for one of the ARRL color charts. I've got those. I can mail one to you. Yeah, hope to hear you again here on this repeater. You're loud and clear. No problem whatsoever. This is Whiskey for Echo Echo Yankee. I'll be clear.
KY4AO, this is Steven over in Liberty.
All right, Gary, you take care. Good to hear you. 73's Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee, KB4 CBA.
Steven, I'm gonna head y'all's way tomorrow. I need to go check on Chris and see how he's doing. But everybody good your way?
We doing pretty good. Did you happen to catch that guy on the bike any more down there? Did you ever find out who it was?
No, sir, I have not. So far, I have got a game camera shot of him, of a complete stranger in shorts, a T-shirt, and shoes with no socks standing right in front of the cabin. And that was about a week and a half ago. And then yesterday, there's dirt bike tracks all over the property down there. And I was trying to figure out what's happening, because nobody's heard a dirt bike, nobody's seen a dirt bike. But you know, I can't quite understand what's going on. This is KO4NUE.
4AO, KO4NUE. What I think is happening is somebody that lives down the road is going down there. Now, I don't know that for sure, but that's probably the case. And they could be even crossing the river right there and coming over there.
And I can't figure it out, because that property is locked by the 12-mile river, and it's locked by a pond and a swamp that ties into the creek that feeds into the 12-mile. They can't be coming in from that. There's just too much water. I mean, and I didn't see any tracks down through there on the water side. So I'm thinking they're coming in up at August's somewhere, or they're bypassing the gate somehow.
Chris, could they not be coming in through that side?
It's possible, but it's so grown up back there. I'm sure they could get a dirt bike through there, but that's a good idea. I will check. I'll check tomorrow when I'm there to see if they're coming in from that location. But I can't have that, man. I just can't deal with it.
You and whoever it is knows better. They know better, because you got it posted everywhere. So I'd burn them off if you catch them. I mean, people need to respect other people's property. And I've got neighbors up here like that ain't family, and they don't respect nobody else's property. I wish they would just go on and get off our road and stay gone. But you got people like that everywhere. And the only way that they're going to learn is you teach them a lesson. And the first time you call the cops, they're probably only going to give them a no trespassing notice. Then the next time they come out there, they may or may not press charges on them.
Works is Henry Dickard called the police out there over that four-wheeler because they tore about 300 yards of his fence down and tore up, I don't know, about 2 acres of pasture back there. And Henry came and talked to me about it, and I explained to him, you know, how what the law is going to say when they come out there. And if you don't have proof, as in a picture with a date on it, a time stamp, then they're not going to do anything. But the burden's on the owner, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately. But, yeah, all right. If I see anything or hear anything, I'll let you know. But neither me or Jesse's heard or seen any dirt bikes coming around. And I hadn't asked my parents yet, but I have a feeling that they hadn't either. But anyway, I want to ask you, did Chris get his license?
Yeah, Steven, he's still working at it.
Because Jack had told me that my cousin Chad was on the radio and that my other cousin got licensed too or something. So that's what I was just wondering if he'd got his license yet or not.
He's got the same radio I've got as far as the mobile goes. So we went up there the other day and set up the antenna and set his radio up, programmed all the repeaters in and got it operational using my call sign. Then we took it back off and packed it up in the box so that when he does get his license, all he's got to do is fall in on the radio, plug it up, and he's on the air and talking. But and I told Jack we were going to use his repeater for a little bit to test that out. This is KO4NUE.
KY4AO, KO4NUE. About those frequency privileges, though, you just have to look that up, see exactly what you can and can't do. I don't know. I skipped technician, went to general just because I studied for both of them, you know. I know you didn't study for the general, really. You just want to get your tech to start with, but I skipped tech. So I just know you have some. He told you, but I don't even remember what I always said. But you just have to look it up because I won't tell you wrong. But, yeah, you know, you can do some things as a tech on HF. I would suggest, though, I would strongly recommend you doing the same thing that my Elmer recommended me do, which was Jack, and that's before you get on there on HF bands, get with somebody. It don't matter who they are, as long as they know a little bit something about, you know, how HF works. Get with them and let them coach you a little bit before you just jump on there, because there are a few things that you need to know, like how to stay outside, you know, stay within the band and stuff like that, and not, you know, let your frequency or your signal transmission drift outside the band edge and stuff. You learned about that on the test, but actually doing it and applying all that stuff is another thing. And two, you don't learn stuff. There's certain things that you don't learn by you studying for the test that you will pick up by working on HF. Sorry about that. I got a headache. I can't hardly talk. I got a sinus headache. It's messing with me. But anyway, back to you. I would strongly recommend getting with somebody. You're welcome to come over here and work it with me, work on some HF a few times or whatever, or get with somebody else. But I would do that before you just get on HF bands there. It's just, that way you know what's going on and you're ready for it. Over.
You're exactly right. That's what I'll do when the time comes. But right now I'm trying to learn this radio, and it's just, you know, I'm struggling with it just a little bit. But I'll get it. It'll take me a couple of days and so on and so forth. But anyway, I'm just going to let you know I'll be in your location tomorrow. Not that that matters, but, I mean, if you need anything, so on and so forth. This is KO4NUE. Also, I want to let you know I got the pond straightened out. It took me about 8 weeks to get it, to get the drain line fixed. But I finally got it straightened out and put a screen over it so that doesn't happen again.
Good. Glad you got your radio there. Yeah, it's fun. And, you know, if you get working HF, you'll probably get bit by that bug like I did. And, you know, you'll be addicted to it then. And, I heard what you say the other day. I caught you talking to another guy, and you said, you said, I've only been licensed like 2 weeks, and I've got, I've got to get a bigger radio and a bigger antenna, and I'm probably going to be divorced in about 2 years. I cracked up when I heard that. Over.
Yeah, so it didn't take me long to realize that, you know, this is something that is constantly changing, and, you know, you need more power, you need bigger this and bigger that, and, you know how that goes. So my wife has been raising eyebrows, and I didn't tell her that I bought this radio, so when UPS showed up today, I'm down in a shack right now, and I'm kind of just hanging out here for a little while and let things settle down for a little bit. So, you know, I might be in the doghouse for a couple of days. This is KO4NUE.
Radio, KO4NUE. Yeah, well, at least if you're a ham radio operator and you got your ham shack set up, when she puts you in the doghouse, you can just go there. I would think a woman would be happy anyway if, you know, you're sitting around, you know, playing on ham radio all the time and it's keeping you out of trouble and doing things she don't want you to do. But you'll quickly realize, though, when you get on HF, that running barefoot without an amplifier, you're going to want to spend more money, I hate to tell you. A good amplifier is going to cost you probably more than you paid for that radio, or about the same, minimum. And I'm dealing with this now where I'm a weak station. I'm running 100 watts. Sometimes I come through really well when I'm working a DX station. A DX station being, you know, if you're not familiar, being an overseas country. I can work them, but it's difficult, especially when I've got other people who have amps. They can't hear me, especially over those people, and I'm contending with them, and I almost lose every time because I'm running barefoot, and it's just something that I'm eventually going to have to break down and spend more money on. But I'm doing the best I can right now with what I got. And I've worked 46 countries and over 300 contacts in like 2.5 weeks now. So I'm doing all right.
That's real good. I'm glad you're up on HF and able to do something. And, you know, it's sometimes, you know, that's my life story, working with what you got. And then sometimes it's not fun, but you can squeak by a little bit, and that sounds like about what you're doing. So I mean, just hang with it. Congratulations, man. I mean, I'm proud of you. It sounds like you're having a good time. I can't wait to get up and try myself.
Well, I'm gonna jump off here. 20 meters propagation is really good today. I've heard some countries like France and Italy that were coming through like 5.9, and they're usually not anywhere near that strong. I just raised my antenna, one leg of it up about four or five feet, and it seemed to have helped. But I've got my wire dipole as high as I can possibly get it. Any higher, I'd probably be risking breaking my neck to get it up any higher. But I wanted to tell you, too, you know, if you drove by and seen that pile of trees in my front yard, I had to cut every bit of that down, and that's not even all of it. I had to cut all that down just to get this G5RV antenna up. I had to clear all that junk out of the way. When if I had done a little bit more research and bought a different kind of antenna, it would have saved me some work, and I maybe would have come out better. So you just have to do some research before you buy an antenna, and don't do like I did and go, you know, buy one that's too long for what you have room to work with.
That's a good idea, man. I'm gonna hang out on 2 meters and 70 centimeters for a little while, and just learn the basic operations of the radio. And then I'll move on to HF later, I guess. But as it stands, I'm happy right now, and I'll get there. It'll just take me some time.
Just play with it. I learn something new every time I get on the radio. Every time I get on, even UHF, VHF. Get talking to somebody like Jack or people on local repeaters. Every time I get on, I learn something new every day. So between that and YouTube, I mean, there's nothing you can't figure out as far as this hobby goes. But I'll let you go.
Well, thanks for contacting me on Caesar's Head and let me check my radio out. So anyway, KY4AO, appreciate the conversation. This is KL4NUE. I'm 73, all clear.
KL4NUE, this is KY4AO. I'll be clear, 73.
4JD, testing. KK4JD.
KK4, this is KL4NUE, over.
Hey, thanks for the return. I'm just checking our radio. Wasn't sure if it was working or not.
Yes, sir. I got a new radio, and I'm trying to learn all the dials on it. Send me a call back, and I'll let's see if I can figure out this meter and tell you where you're coming in at. Over.
Sure. Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, KK4JD.
You're maxed out on my, I know that's the repeater doing that, but you very little noise that's coming into the repeater from your radio, nice and crisp. I mean, it's very audible, sounds nice and clean to me.
Well, excellent news. It's an older radio from the 70s. It did not have a PL port in it. So I couldn't use it on repeaters and whatnot. So I bought an aftermarket one and wired it in, and it looks like it's going to work out for me.
Well, that sounds good. Well, listen, man, while I got you on the radio, there's a switch on the back of my mic that says tone 1 and tone 2. So right now I'm on tone 1, so I'm going to switch it over to tone 2 and tell me if you hear anything different or so on and so forth. Stand by. Last calling station, this is KO4NUE. Radio check. Does it sound any different?
Hey, beat it a few times. I didn't really cop on any differences that I could hear.
Okay, I appreciate that. Okay, well, I'll have to go back through my manual and figure out exactly what that thing does. But anyway, well, listen, man, whereabouts you located today?
Square. Well, my driveway. I just kind of hooked this thing up and wanted to give it a check. It looked good on the bench and wanted to see what it would do. So I appreciate the return anyway.
Yeah, I'm located in Campobello. I'm not too awful far from you, maybe 7-8 miles, depending on where you are from Greer. But listen, man, good luck with the radio. And I got mine in today and didn't tell my wife I bought it, so I'm going to have to go up to the house and explain $1,100 worth. So I'll either be in the doghouse for the night or leave black and blue, one of the two. So anyway, appreciate the call. This is KL4NUE 73, all clear.
Okay, good luck with that one. I know all about that, so you take care and have a good evening. KL4, Juliet Delta, clear.
With 2 Tango Mobile.
WUTT, KB4CBA, they let you out again, Rusty?
Oh yeah. On the way to choir rehearsal.
Well, good for you. Did you get the handbells, the handbell cart fixed?
Oh yeah, it rolls like a charm now. Doesn't wobble. And rolls real good because I cleaned out all the hair and crap that was all around the wheels where they had been wound up around the wheels and all. So anyway, yeah, we're getting a sign made for that thing that says handbell use only and going to put on it because people have been using that cart for other things, and when they do, it gets roughed up a good bit.
Probably in about the worst possible place here. In front of Publix on Wade Hampton.
Sneeze before I start talking. I don't think you'd have appreciated me sneezing in your ears. Anyway, well, you're getting in fine. You picked up a little bit of white noise, but other than that, you're perfectly readable and everything. Oh, you got that thing fixed and got a couple of other things fixed at home and got some other things to start working on. I'm going to be building me a new radio desk and rearrange my radio room and into another room entirely. So I've got getting ready to start working on that. And so, you know, I'm going to try a few different things over the next couple of months here.
Sound like a project right there. Keep you busy for a while. Well, I'm going to run in the grocery store here and pick up a few things. I'll be back in a minute if you're still going to be around. But good to talk with you, and let me jump out here for a minute. WGT, KB4CBA.
Well, David, by the time you get back, I'll probably be in the church parking lot on my way indoors. So I'll go ahead and say 7-3s, and we'll catch you later. KB4CBA, W2T, 7-3s.
73s, KB4CBA.